This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump is dismissing the Democrats' impeachment probe as his administration releases a rough transcript of his controversial call with Ukraine's leader. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The summary shows the president repeatedly prodded his Ukrainian counterpart to work with personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani and Attorney General William Barr to investigate political rival Joe Biden. The president was talking about unsubstantiated allegations that Biden tried to interfere with a Ukrainian prosecutor's probe of Son Hunter, saying, quote, "It sounds horrible to me." The president's been insisting for days he did nothing wrong on the call.
It was a perfect call.
The intelligence community's watchdog believed the call could be a campaign finance violation, with the president seeking political help. The Justice Department says it found no violation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP's Jackie Quinn says President Trump believes the impeachment inquiry will help his reelection bid.
President Trump had a response ready even before the Democratic House Speaker announced the inquiry.
Our country's doing the best it's ever done. They're going to lose the election, and they figure this is a thing to do.
And his campaign team quickly released a video of Trump's congressional critics.
We're going to launch an Article 3 impeachment.
In the question of impeachment, it's about time.
With the tagline, "While Democrats' sole focus is fighting Trump, President Trump is fighting for you." In the video, he says,
"It's the only way they're going to beat me. And actually, it's working the other way because now we have our best poll numbers that we've ever had. It's crazy."
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A United Nations special report warns much of humanity is threatened by global warming's devastating impact on oceans and frozen regions of Earth. The report concludes that climate change is accelerating ocean warming, rising sea levels, and causing other related environmental problems. This is VOA News. China is urging President Trump